following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald, Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star, from ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg, Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star, Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated, Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com,
as well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev, Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who'll be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Happy Monday morning to you on the Doug and Daddy Show. I'm Greg Shea, sitting in for Doug Duda, who's will be back behind the microphone tomorrow. And my guest host today, Todd Gattulo. Well, Todd, we didn't derail this thing the other day, so they're still on the air. Welcome to the Monday morning. And also with manning the controls is Jeff Babel, who's our producer-engineer. Jeff will be the one that really will keep us on track today. Good morning to everybody. The heat's lifted in the Tri-Cities, really across the nation, so that's kind of nice. And I know Friday we were sitting here, and Spencer Schubert, thanks again to Spencer for coming in on Friday and helping me get through the show. And I think we did okay in our first attempt at it. Jeff has at least given us the nod that we did okay, but really a happy Monday. Todd, good morning to you.
Morning. Good to be here again.
We work in the same building, and this is the first we've seen each other today.
Yeah, how was the weekend?
It's it's over. It's over. But we're going to concentrate on sports. And really, when I said yeah to Doug, I'd do this, I thought, you know, would we have to work really hard to generate content? Hopefully not. We've got a great show lined up for you at the bottom of the hour. Adam Rittenberg from ESPN.com, a writer who concentrates on the Big Ten Conference, is going to join us, and that'll be a lot of fun. This is the first of 12 days, 12 teams in 12 days, and so we're going to talk to him. There's a lot of things, you know, obviously related to football and the conference, but he's written some wonderful pieces that I think even beyond just the nuts and bolts of what to expect this season. So we'll get an opportunity to talk to him. Chris Connor with Kearney Catholic High School volleyball will be along the second half hour, and she, of course, that they took a team to the national tournament in Ohio, and she's going to be in studio. Correct? She's going to be right here. Okay, good. And we'll get an update on how things went out there. But what happened over the weekend? And it was a busy weekend. Did you follow Wimbledon? Of course, Roger Federer wins his seventh title. Ty Sampras, Serena Williams wins again. It seems like in that sport, you're not anything until you repeat, and then you really got to win, you know, five, six times. So Serena only ties her sister with her fifth Wimbledon. Ted Potter Jr. might be the one name in the sports headlines today that if you heard that name, Jeff, have you ever heard of Ted Potter Jr. before?
No, sir. No, I have not.
Well, we're going to talk about Ted Potter Jr. because he was ranked going into this weekend. He is a PGA player. young PGA player at 28 years of age. Well, he won the Greenbrier Classic over the weekend. He was ranked 218th. So with the win, he vaults all the way up to 51st in the FedEx standing. So if you didn't know Ted Potter Jr. before, or his opponent in the playoff, Troy Kelly, two guys, Cinderella story. We'll talk about that. Obviously, one of the big stories is Major League Baseball has hit the mid-season point, and they're resting today, or at least some of them are resting.
Did you see the Futures game last night in Kansas City? 40,000 plus, or was it 60,000? I think it was 40,000 plus. Let me get my numbers.
And they had a lot of runs, right? It was 15 plus runs for the winning team.
The place was crazy full of energy. George Brett was there, and the place is going nuts. It was pretty cool to see Kansas City get to experience that. And that's the real deal coming up tonight, the Home Run Derby, and then the game, of course. So just kind of neat to see Kansas City really embracing that, which I don't think any of us around here are surprised at that. But kind of a nice feather in the cap for KC to get off to that kind of start.
Big, big couple of days. All eyes in the baseball world, and really the sports world, will be on Kansas City. Still hard to believe it's right next door. And this station actually sent somebody to the big show over the next couple of days. So we'll talk about Major League Baseball, the All-Star Game, and, of course, tonight, the U.S. Women's Open. I don't know if anybody watched. I haven't seen the ratings. And I say I don't know if anybody watched because I think people traditionally have not been the biggest viewers, but it was a great show. I think if you're, and maybe the other reason I say that is because the Americans just haven't done much in their own Open. The highest finisher for the United States was Paula Kramer. She tied for seventh. Michelle Wee, who had a good couple of days, went the opposite direction. She drops. She tied for 35th. Folks, she went 66, 78, 80. And again, we don't win our own Open. It's a gal by the name of Na Yoon Choi from South Korea. And the second place, the runner-up, was another South Korean. And I think it was just overnight, a couple of U.S. Golf analysts said, we're just getting it, simply getting out work, so we can talk about that. Tony Stewart wins the Coke Zero 400, and Anderson Silva wins the UFC 148, and I know there's other headlines. That's more than I thought we'd be talking about on a Monday.
We can fill 30 minutes with that, right?
I think we can fill 30 minutes. You know, I mean, Jeff might be a little bit concerned, but let's start with what did you, Todd, and of course you're a former sports writer, and you know, we both work in sports, and I like to think I follow a lot of stuff. And I was just talking to some people on Saturday night, asking me what kind of background I would have to be hosting this show, and I said probably not a whole lot, other than I consider myself to a great degree a bit of a sports junkie. But until you have to do a show like this, you don't really think about diving very deep on any particular sport, maybe outside of your strongest interest. So over the weekend, I watched probably a lot more of all of these things than I normally would. But what caught your attention over the weekend, or better yet, what did you find yourself watching the most of?
I watched some golf that we talked about. The wife had the women's golf upstairs on the TV, and I was downstairs watching the men play. But I'm starting to get excited about the Olympics. The U.S. men's basketball team was named yesterday. I know, Greg, you're a big basketball fan, have been for a long time. I am too. Starting to get excited about the Olympics, still a few weeks away, but I'm probably one of those traditional guys. I like the swimming, the track and field, the gymnastics and basketball, which probably most Americans, those core sports, are into. There's a lot of neat storylines locally and statewide this year with Tervell Delagnev, wrestler from UNK, wrestling for the U.S., so you're starting to see a lot more about him. I was Googling around yesterday, and his name, you throw that in there, and it pops up tons of stories. Kind of neat to read about a hometown guy. Jordan Larson, who played for the Huskers volleyball, made the U.S. volleyball team that was announced last week and over the weekend. That's pretty exciting. So I'm kind of getting in the swing of the Olympics. I'm one of those guys that every night I'm watching on TV. I really enjoy it when it comes around every 4 years. And I guess the basketball caught my eye yesterday and got me thinking about it a little more. And And, of course, that local excitement that I mentioned, it's going to be kind of a fun summer to take in the Olympics.
Yeah, and I think it's special that it only happens every 4 years. If it happened more often, I don't think we'd be as excited. And the last, three, four different Olympiads, we've had some tremendous storylines, none bigger than Michael Phelps. And again, he'll be a part of the storyline into this Olympics. I found myself, like you, watching more and more, especially now with the new NBC Sports Network that was launched, and they covered a lot of the trials. Beyond the swimming, swimming and gymnastics that made it up on the big network, the track and field is an example they covered in depth on the cable channel. So you feel a little more prepared, I think, each year going into, or each Olympiad going into it, because of the media, because of the added attention, and now the expanded network. So,
and you know what they do a neat job of it. If you like just the sports, the competition part, the networks do such a great job of doing little features and vignettes of the different athletes. I always really enjoy, once you get into it, you hear somebody's background story that you had no idea their upbringing or how they got to that point in their athletic career. And they always do such a good job of making you want to pull for somebody you've never heard of because of the backstory, heading into the beyond just the on the field accolades that they bring. So the networks always enjoy sitting back and watching those features too as they build some interest.
He's Todd Gatula. I'm Greg Shea, along with Jeff Babel in the studios of ESPN, 1460 AM, sitting in for Doug Duda on this Monday. And Doug will be back tomorrow, and I'm sure there's a number of listeners that are excited about that. But bear with us. So the Major League Baseball season has come to the midway point. We enter the midway point, and did you think that some things aren't a surprise? The Yankees are in first. The Chicago White Sox are in first. That's, I think, a little bit of a surprise. The Texas Rangers in first. That's not a surprise. The Washington Nationals lead their division at the break. That is definitely a surprise, and there's a lot of storylines related to that. The Pittsburgh Pirates. Great personnel. Just haven't put it together like they were expected. Right now, they're one of the great storylines going into certainly the midway point. And then the Los Angeles Dodgers, your other leader. What of all those teams, is it the Pirates? Is it the Nationals? Or is there something else there? Clearly for me, it's the Washington Nationals. What about for you at the mid-season point?
I've been a Pirates fan for a long time. I met Willie Stargell when I was a little guy, so I've always had this...
we are family.
Yeah. So there's a lot of neat storylines in Major League Baseball this year, and I think it's the Kansas City around here in the Midwest having the All-Star game, a little extra tension maybe by the casual fan tuning in, watching, and I'm probably a little more casual baseball fan than yourself. I enjoy it, but I like when it starts heating up the second half of the season. I haven't watched a lot of baseball, admittedly, but come second half of the season after the break, I get into it a little more when it starts heating up and getting into that way. But there are some neat storylines to follow with the Nationals and the Pirates and then some of the regulars in there, as always. So
we got to pay the bills here at the same time.
We do. It's hot outside.
That's the one thing Jeff will remind you is there needs to be bills paid.
Forget about these spots. And this is a good one. As hot as it's been out there with irrigation. So farmers, did you know that TNL Irrigation Systems have a wide range of operating controls available that will match your pivot management requirements? And they are GPS ready. TL's Precision Point Control 3 lets you set up to 5 variable application areas in either forward or reverse directions. Plus, you get real-time operating information. When combined with TL's continuous system movement, you also get even water application and improved crop yields. Learn more about the PPC3 and all the other TL pivot control options available by calling your local TNL irrigation dealer or TL's website at www.tlirr.com. TNL pivot systems are easier on you for a lifetime.
He's Todd Gatula. I'm Greg Shea, along with Jeff Babel. We've got an action-packed hour, including Adam Rittenberg from ESPN.com. He'll be on towards the end of the hour. We'll talk about the Big Ten Conference, and then Chris Connor in the second half of the show as well. More coming back on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd, host of The Herd. More and more business people are working remotely from their iPad and iPhones, leaving their laptops behind, working lighter. I do. But the iPad and iPhone can't replace your office computer. That's unless you have Go to My PC app. It's the missing link. Turns your iPad and iPhone into your computer. With Go to My PC by Citrix, you can access your entire Mac or PC, work on any program, edit stuff, save any file from anywhere, even on the go, airport, cafe, right from your iPhone. Take care of any urgent request to edit a PowerPoint, update a spreadsheet, work on any file. Go to My PC, so convenient, reliable, easy to use. Sets up, by the way, in just minutes. Try Go to My PC today. A special 45-day free trial just for my listeners. Visit gotomypc.com, click on the Try It Free button, and enter the promo code Colin. Then download the free app to your iPad or iPhone. That's gotomypc.com, try it free, promo code Colin.
Shopping for insurance? With Auto Owners Insurance, every policy comes with a local agent providing you with the right coverage to fit your needs. When it comes to insurance, keep it simple. Talk with a real agent. Auto Owners Insurance, highest in customer satisfaction with the auto insurance claims experience 4 years in a row, according to J.D. Power & Associates. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call the Kroll Agency Incorporated in Roseland, Hastings, Minden, and Kennesaw. The Kroll Agency, and you, your winning combination.
Got something on your mind?
Just my own little opinion.
You want to make a point that won't wait?
You guys stink.
Then you found the right place. Drop a line.
It is something that's intangible, and there's not a word for it.
To the Dan Popper inbox.
This guy had the greatest career of any player ever. I think you have to respect him for that.
That's Doug and Danny at ESPNSuperstation.com, 2011 and beyond.
Partly sunny skies develop across the area today. We'll still see a few showers and storms around early. Then again, a chance comes late in the day today as well, with a high of 87 with a light northeasterly wind. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now it's 75.
Back here on the Doug and Daddy Show, where we're taking you up to the lunch hour. Remember, Chicken Coop, they got your lunch specials Monday through Friday. Catch all the early baseball games. You got happy hours from 2 to 5:30 Monday through Friday, where you can watch all your favorite sports on one of their 15 HD TVs. There's not a bad seat in the house with their great food and drink specials every night. Now, tonight, it's Monday, so that means it's bull fries and fries for $5.99 every Monday night at the Chicken Coop. Two locations to serve you. One in downtown Grand Island and one in downtown Kearney.
Thank you, Jeff. Greg Shea along with Todd Gatula on this Monday on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug back in tomorrow. Before we leave Major League Baseball, and I think you'll hear a lot, obviously, today and tomorrow on the network, on the ESPN network and all the shows. If anything is overshadowed, it's been NBA talk and all the free agency. Ray Allen, I think, being the latest with the Miami Heat and, you know, the whole falling out with the Boston Celtics. But you're going to hear a lot about Major League Baseball, certainly, and you should, with this being the All-Star break. I think it's interesting that there's a commercial. Well, it's a promo for the All-Star game, but it's the guys talking about there is. It's really not a break, you know, and they're really pushing and promoting that they are playing for something. They're playing for that home field advantage, and you know, it means more than just being an All-Star. And I traditionally have always been a viewer of the All-Star game. I mean, seeing the best collection of talent in any sport is a lot of fun. And I think in baseball, we all know about pro football and some of the problems there when it comes to an All-Star environment and the fact that the last couple of years, you know, the problems they've had and the guys, the efforts and the score and all that. I think when you're watching a game, you have to come to expect that some of that's going to come into play. Guys are going to let their guard down to a certain extent. But there's one thing about baseball, it's tough to do. I mean, you can't, You can't just go through the motions. You know, the pitching is going to be, you know, there's going to be a lot of guys, you know, going through the rotation as far as pitching is concerned. But everybody else is going to step to the plate and hit the ball where they try, you know, where they want to hit the ball, whether that's deep or, you know, into the pockets of the outfield, whatever the case may be. Everybody, I think, gives a pretty darn good effort when it comes to the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. I don't know what you think, but I will be watching, and I'll probably even be watching tonight with the Home Run Derby.
In some cases, I've always asked, there's guys that seem to be playing harder in an All-Star game than maybe just a regular season game at times. Like, they're out to, they're going against the best. They want to prove themselves, I guess. Not that they're not proven already as an All-Star, but sometimes you see an effort level that's maybe even a notch above a regular season game. I know that's hard to flip that way, but you do see some extra effort, guys running out grounders that maybe they don't quite run out as hard, you know, making decisions at the plate they maybe don't make in a regular season game. They get aggressive at the plate, and that opens up for more runs and more offense. Everybody loves that. So it is fun to watch. It's enjoyable, and it's always fun to see how the pitching changes too throughout a game. It's not really your normal game, the way it unfolds, to see how guys adjust every couple innings with the new guy taking the mound.
At the break, as we mentioned earlier, the New York Yankees are the leaders in the East. They go out last night in that game against Boston in commanding style. The Chicago White Sox picking up Youkilis, I think, was proved to be an absolute monumental move at this point. Talk about a guy who comes over from the other Sox, the Boston Red Sox, although I don't think Boston Red Sox fans would like me to say the other Sox. He goes to the White Sox and immediately is producing. And I think they're excited, as the White Sox edging out to Cleveland at the break. Texas, no surprise. The kind of season that Josh Hamilton is having, monstrous, absolutely monstrous. And so they have the edge over the Angels, but don't count out the Angels. We were on this topic a little bit on Friday, and that, where's Albert Pujols? All of the money, you know, and everything that comes with it. Keep in mind, they're only, you know, 3.5-4 games back in the West, and my guess is Albert isn't done yet. Even though at the break, I think he's sitting maybe on 13 homers, not what everybody expected, but he's got to make that adjustment. I think people have to let him to make that adjustment, and I could see him making enough of an adjustment in the second half to be the impact that a franchise player can have. Then you look at over the National League, certainly two big surprises in one for sure in the Nationals, and then you got Pittsburgh and the Dodgers. But the Nationals, wow. Bryce Harper alone, and what he's brought as a 19-year-old to Major League Baseball. And I heard it best the other day. One of the national sports talk hosts on the big network was talking about just the attitude and the presence that he brought to that club is just amazing, and the fact that he's 19. It's one thing to come in and produce and do it kind of quietly. He's done it with some swagger. You know, he didn't make the All-Star roster, but you know, he's only played 60 some games, 60 plus games.
Well, like you said, I mean, he does it with that flair. He's not like Derek Jeter, who you see him kind of just reserved, and not so much that he couldn't do it, but like, yeah, like baseball needs that. He needs that youthful shot in the arm, I would say. And he actually did get selected to the All-Star game as a replacement, so he will be there. The fans in Kansas City are going to be really excited to see him. So
that's a development baseball, then, just yeah, over the weekend.
Yeah, yep. Just recently, somebody got hurt. I couldn't remember who it was. Also, the Stanton guy from Florida hurt his arm.
Right,
so
right.
I mean, McCutcheon's now in the Home Run Derby tonight too. So he did make it as a replacement. So both him and Chipper did make it. You know, kind of the older, wiser 40-year-old, and then the young 19-year-old with a lot of pomp and circumstance.
People over 40 are generally pretty wiser, Jeff. That's the law of averages there. It's a great story, though.
It'll be interesting with Washington the second half, mm-hmm, to see if they you know, can just keep riding that momentum. They start thinking about it a little too much. Right now they're just out there playing, kind of riding that momentum. Start squeezing the bat a little tighter as it gets, you know, closer to the playoffs and in the second half of the season. It'll be a fun one to watch unwind, to see just how they handle the pressure, the attention, that comes with leading the division like that.
Yeah, and not far behind them, and don't forget about the Mets. You know, the New York Mets are also one of the surprises, I think, to a great degree. They're on their heels, ready to take over Washington if that happens, just as you described. And then, you know, Atlanta is right there. So I think it's far from it. And there's still people, believe it or not, Philadelphia being in the basement of the East, they think if they get healthy, you know, with Howard, with Halliday, with Utley, Cliff Lee starts to turn it around, that they could climb out of the basement. You know, we'll see. At 13 games, you know, hard to believe that could happen. I'm, you know, like maybe a lot of people around here have been longtime Royals fans, and we don't feel like we're very far out of it, but yet climbing anything over 7-8 games seems like a monumental task, really. So big things around the All-Star game. It all gets underway tonight with the, of course, the Home Run Derby, which has become this really the spectacle, you could say, around the couple of days, and then, of course, the big game tomorrow night.
Home Run Derby, those poor fountains at Kauffman aren't going to know what hit them. There's going to be baseballs flying all night into those fountains. Bruce Furniture takes trade-ins on your in-home pieces that still have some life in them. If you're on the brink of deciding to buy new furniture, you owe it to yourself to see Bruce Furniture, and maybe the deal will do the magic to solve two issues. One, you want new furniture. Two, Bruce Furniture has a growing demand from people for good used items. Just bring in a picture, snap a digital on your phone, and bring it in for a top dollar trade-in. Bruce Furniture has a high demand for used stock in good condition, stuff that you could keep but that you'd like something new or better. Trade it in now at Bruce Furniture in Kearney, Holdridge, Hastings, and Alliance, just right for you. Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Holdridge, Hastings, and Alliance.
I like how you transitioned into your broadcast voice. And maybe a lot of people don't know this, but your dad has been a longtime broadcaster, so you grew up around the industry. So this has got to be fun for you as well today.
Yeah, it's always a good time. Dad's been in a long time. So as a little kid, I used to sit around with the headphones on, you know, playing with the tape recorder, acting like I was doing it. But
that's all we're doing today.
Pretty much.
That's really all we're doing today.
Pretty much.
He's Todd Gatula. I'm Greg Shea. Coming up next on the big program here, the Doug and Daddy Show. In for Doug, as he will be back tomorrow. We have Adam Rittenberg from ESPN.com. We're going to talk to him about all things Big Ten when we come back on ESPN 1460 AM and the Doug and Daddy Show.
Well, folks, summer's here, and for a lot of us, that means taking a vacation we've been looking forward to all year. But how can you make the most of your destination city when you get there? Easy. Just download the StubHub app to your phone, and you'll know exactly what's happening wherever you end up. Concerts, theater, sports, everything going on will be right there in front of you. And you can grab tickets right from your phone. So grab the StubHub app today, and happy traveling.
StubHub! Like Jim Beam, tailgating isn't about making the typical choice. It's about making the bold choice. It's about skipping the standard stadium dog and bringing your A-game with an epic all-day rib recipe. It's about doing anything but blending in with the crowd and showing Mondo team spirit with flags, tents, and 10-foot-tall inflatables. This tailgating season, Beam wants to remind you of one thing. The only choice worth making is the bold choice. Please remember to drink smart. Jim Beam, Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume, copyright 2012, James B. Beam Distilling Company, Claremont, Kentucky.
There we were, me and my buddies at our favorite hangout, Cunningham's Journal. This time, we're sitting out in the courtyard, which is pretty cool. It's like you're sitting out in the tropics, got the palm trees, beachy scene, bunch of TVs to watch sports, and of course, live entertainment every week. When all of a sudden, I had an urge to get a frozen margarita. Of course, my friends just laughed. If you're looking for a good place to hang out this summer, eat good food, or even have a margarita, Cunningham's Journal in the courtyard is the place to be in downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney know health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Partly sunny skies develop across the area today. We'll still see a few showers and storms around early. Then again, a chance comes late in the day today as well, with a high of 87 with a light northeasterly wind. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now it's 75.
Back on the Doug and Daddy Show, where all of our guests, including our next guest, Adam Brittenrig, are fed by our friends at BKit, home of the Whopper, Kearney's favorite burger for more than 30 years. Wanted to try lunch on the lighter side today with our new chicken, apple, and cranberry garden fresh salads with the perfect blend of 7 premium lettuces, crisp apples, sweet dried cranberries, and crumbly blue cheese. 2 locations in Kearney to serve you, 56th Street and 2nd Avenue next to Walmart, and 8th Street and 3rd Avenue near Kearney Cinema 8, also Lexington, Cozette, and North Platte.
He's Jeff Babel, our engineer-producer, keeping us on track. Across from me is Todd Gatul, and I'm Greg Shea on the Doug and Daddy Show on this Monday. And before we get to Adam Rittenberg from ESPN.com, and really looking forward to that conversation, and later on in the show, we have in studio Chris Connor representing Kearney Catholic High School Volleyball. We'll talk about a big national tournament that they competed in this weekend back east in Ohio. But there were some things that went on. There's some things starting locally, but obviously the big local event was Mr. Basketball, and you have some of the results from that.
Yeah, Mr. Basketball wrapped up yesterday with Miss Basketball starting up here in a couple of days for their run this weekend. And the Wisconsin Blizzard won that tournament over the alternates. A long day of basketball wrapped up. Some runs of going vertical did very well here. And the Nebraska Selects played the Wisconsin Blizzard in the championship. The Kearney High team fared well, went undefeated in pool play, and then ended up losing. I believe it was a second-round game. But a lot of good basketball played here this past weekend, and more with the girls coming into town here this week to wrap up a busy summer for Doug Koster and his crew. Always do a great job with that tournament. And you couldn't drive anywhere in town this weekend. Convenience stores, grocery stores, restaurants, always busy with that tournament. Everywhere you look, there's guys in basketball gear. So always a good event for Kearney, and fun time up at UNK and on the other sites where they host that tournament.
Did you mention golf?
I didn't mention golf. Awori Dunes this morning, starting already, is the Nebraska Women's State match play at Awori Dunes, south of Kearney. There's also a 2 women's event involved with that. And Elizabeth Lydia, who a lot of locals know on the golf scene, is in that tournament. And one of the, I think there's 17 entered in the match play for that title of the women's best golfer. And Elizabeth, I would expect, even though she hasn't played as much in the past few years as in her heyday and prime, she will, you know, admit that, I think. She's got to be one of the favorites, I would think.
She should know the course.
She knows the course, so don't be surprised if you see Elizabeth here locally challenged for that title here this week.
Yeah, it's neat. It's really cool that she's back playing competitively. And it's not a big field, but it's a who's who of Nebraska women's golf in the field. So that should be a lot of fun. That's out at Awori Dunes, and great to see her back in the action. We're going to have Adam Rittenberg with ESPN.com on with us in just a couple of minutes. And, of course, Chris Connor with Kearney Catholic High School Volleyball also in the second half hour. But there's other big things that are coming, none bigger than this.
Yeah, speaking of competition locally, the 6th annual Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest. I want to remind listeners here today that this Friday, 1 o'clock at Hilltop Mall, we'll have the hot dog eating contest, which has turned into quite an event on its own. If you want to register and get involved in that, show up early, a little before 1 p.m. at Hilltop. Got quarter pound dogs from Troutman's Meats here in Kearney. And you can text in to win, text to ESPN Superstation 90210, or email Doug and Daddy, and that's Ann spelled out, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Text in if you're interested in the internet contest, and we'll see if the fellas can get you in. Always a fun time, and if you've never tried to eat more than four or five Trotman's hot dogs, this is your chance. This is your chance.
Have you ever done that?
I'm a three-time participant, and I competed the very first year when it was mostly just media. I'm still back into my sports writing days, and I think I did 7 or 8, and then I came back and did 9 or 10 the second year. And then another year, there's my liability form from last year he's pulling out signed. I needed it last year because I took some hockey players up, Rick Pinkston and some guys, and they put him down, but I was done after about 7 or 8, and the big boys putting down, what, 17, 18?
Yeah, I think the record 16. Last year's winner was 13 and a quarter dog. So just remind everyone to enter, email us right now, or call the station, Doug and Daddy at ESPN Superstation. We are going to cap it this year. This is always a big event. So spots are limited. So if you want to get in, you want to email probably today or tomorrow.
And that's up at Hilltop Mall Friday.
Yep, 11 o'clock. Doug will be there on location broadcasting the show. I guess it's similar to the Nathan's Hot Dog, only more gruesome is kind of what
the hot dogs are bigger.
It seems like
less professional. Those are professionals in the big one in New York City. Obviously not any less entertaining.
No, not at all. You got people like Todd said, there's media there. We've had Skip was out there, and Dave Greek was out there. Spencer's been out there before. So we want to get more fans in there as well. So go ahead and email us, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Friday at 11 o'clock, we'll have a special 2-hour Doug and Daddy show from Hilltop Mall that day. So we're excited for it.
Looking forward to it. And, of course, Doug will be back in the studio tomorrow. And are we still waiting on Adam, or is he on the line with us?
I've been trying to get
him. You're trying to get him. Okay. Okay. Well, this is the moment where we're really tested as amateur hosts. But, there are a lot of other things to talk about. So we'll keep working to get Adam Rittenberg from ESPN.com. This is the first of a series with him. And you can look at his work firsthand if you go to ESPN.com. And then you go into, certainly if you go into college football and beyond, you'll see all of the wonderful writing that he puts up. And he covers the Big Ten Conference. And so 12 days, 12 teams. You're going to hear about all of the teams in the Big Ten over the next couple of weeks here with Adam Rittenberg. But you come across an interesting article that we I didn't know if we'd get there today, but we're going to get there right now. We'll spend just a couple of minutes on this. It's the cost of athletics, and it's a you set it up. It's very interesting, and I guess, from our perspective, working at athletics, we pay attention to these things, but not sure how many people on the outside do.
Yeah, the Lincoln Journal Star is doing a great piece right now called The Cost of Athletics, a 4-part series, and they just launched the first part. And the whole idea behind the series is to talk about at different levels, from Little League on up through big-time Division I college athletics, what it costs schools, teams, organizations to field a team, to put a player in uniform. And I found the first installment of that very interesting. Of course, they jumped right in on Nebraska football, which a lot of people are interested in, obviously, in this state. And they broke down the cost of what it takes to outfit a player in his uniform, from $300 helmets to the $5 worth of logos that go on them, to your $200 pair of shoulder pads and pants, on down to cleats. And it was really interesting. It was about $1,000 per player just to put them on the field to compete in a game. Take that times what's the the roster limits now, 90, 100 players. It adds up very quick. From the hockey side, hockey's not a cheap sport to outfit players. But I'm interested to see the pieces on the Little League baseball traveling teams and the kind of dollars that go into that, from parents travel to uniforms to just joining to participate. In some areas you pay to play. A really neat piece, and it just if you haven't opened a Journal Star lately, it's worth opening here the next couple weeks to see that piece as they break down the high cost of athletics from, like you said, the bottom all the way up through small college ranks to the top level.
Big business all the way around is really what it comes down to. Well, that's good. We'll talk more about that. Todd, thanks for sharing. It is Monday on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we are really, really fortunate this morning as we have on the line with us Adam Rittenberg from ESPN.com. He covers all things with the Big Ten Conference, and he joins us this morning. Adam, good morning.
Oh, good morning, guys. How are you?
We are excellent. You're on with, I'm Greg Shea, along with Todd Gatula and our engineer, producer, Jeff Babel. Adam, like we would want to do with any guest, kind of set the tone, set the scenes for us. You're with ESPN.com, but in a quick glance over the weekend, I see that you spent a lot of time in Illinois. Is that where you're still headquartered, that you're right out of, is Illinois?
Yeah, Greg, that's right. I'm based in Chicago, which is very convenient in the Big Ten, pretty much in the middle of the conference. Also close to the conference office in Park Ridge, so I am based here in the Windy City, and obviously we'll be here for the Big Ten media days coming up in a few weeks.
Before we get into specifics, and we're going to have some fun with that, just tuning in, this is Adam Rittenberg on with us. If you go to ESPN.com and you pull up your work, you have a wonderful, wonderful piece today, Big Teams Defined by One Coach. And certainly when you think of the Big Ten, you have to start with Joe Paterno. Just talk about that article, and then, of course, Nebraska being the newest member of the conference, they're clearly one of those interesting schools, and that I don't know if you can say they're defined by one because of obviously the great history that Bob Devaney put in place and then followed up by Tom Osborne. But outside of that, it all really starts with Joe Paterno.
Correct. Yeah, we're taking a look at coaches all week long. We'll have a number of features, and the first one is just looking at whether a program is defined by one specific coach or a number of coaches. You know, there are obviously a lot of iconic coaches in college football, particularly in the Big Ten Conference, and you know, I think Joe Paterno's place is unique because he's had a program that's been around for 125 years and had a lot of success even before he got there, but really most of their high points were under his watch, and the fact that he was at Penn State for 62 years and the last 46 as head coach, you know, he is still Penn State football and will always be for a lot of people. And then you look around the conference, and I know, you know, Woody Hayes and Bo Schembechler have that same sort of image for a lot of folks, but if you look at Michigan's coaching history, you know, they've had, I think, five or six coaches that have been in that position for 10 years or longer, a bunch of different coaches that have won national championships, and Bo never won an outright national championship. So is he the defining coach of Michigan? That's harder to say. I think it's a little easier to say with a guy like Woody Hayes. Barry Alvarez at Wisconsin, I think he defines that program with what he did, turning around really a bottom feeder in the Big Ten into one of the consistent top 25 programs now. And then Nebraska is more of a unique case, like you said, with Devaney having won national championships, but then Tom Osborne obviously taking that a step further in his career, both as the head coach and now as athletic director. I think a lot of people really believe, you know, he is the defining coach for that program.
That's interesting you said, because I was just going to follow up and ask between Bob Devaney and Tom Osborne, who do you nudge ahead of the other there? But you just kind of answered that at the end. Who do you like in second place behind, I guess we're going to phrase it that way, behind Joe Pa?
Oh, you mean at Penn State? Well, you know, certainly Rip Engel, you know, his former boss had a lot of success. You know, as far as the conference goes, you know, I think you have to look at a guy like Woody Hayes. You know, the longevity he had at Ohio State, the number of national championships he won. You know, he and Bo Schembechler tied for the most Big Ten championships. Had a little bit better success, I think, also in some of the bigger bowl games. So I think he's a guy you look at. Tom Osborne, not so much a Big Ten coach, obviously, but a guy that had a tremendous success. And then you have, you know, some programs, which I mentioned in there, that, you know, their best coaches were there, you know, sometimes 50, 60, 70 years ago. You know, Bob Zupke at Illinois or Henry Williams at Minnesota, a number of great coaches there. Bernie Bierman at Minnesota as well. So, you know, they're searching for that next iconic coach. It's been a long time for programs like that, and you have to go back decades and decades to find their version of a Joe Paterno or a Tom Osborne or a Woody Hayes.
Pretty amazing how many great coaches are in the conference there as we talk about it. Let's jump forward here and fast forward a little bit and talk about the upcoming season as we're heading into Big Ten Media Days, as you said, here in a few weeks. You know, Nebraska finishes first season of the conference, obviously. How would you grade season one in the Big Ten for the Huskers? Any surprises, positive or negative, in the Huskers' stay? You know, what's the grade? What's the take on Nebraska now? Is it the same as when they entered a year ago, or is it a little different now that they've been through the wars of a season?
I think it's a little different. I think there was a perception that, that Nebraska was going to come into the Big Ten, you know, fresh off of back-to-back Big 12 North titles and kind of steamroll through the conference. You know, the conference had, you know, its power team, Ohio State, was down last year, obviously. One of its other power programs, Michigan, was coming off of a historically bad stretch under Rich Rodriguez and had a new coach. You know, Wisconsin, you know, was coming off of a Rose Bowl appearance but lost a bunch of All-Americans. So I think many people looked at Nebraska as that team that could really take advantage of maybe a little bit of a vulnerable conference and maybe win the conference in year one. You know, having seen them now after a year in the league, they look very much like a team that was in a league for the first time. I think, you know, some of the preparation difficulties, the coaches were a little more forthright and honest about how tough that was this spring, looking back to last year, having to prepare for so many new opponents. You know, even though you had some talent, certainly on the defensive side, it's just very, very hard in a new conference, you know, when you do some different things and you don't really know what's coming at you. I think the familiarity factor will really help Nebraska going forward. They do, like I mentioned, lose some star power on the defensive side, but they could be a deeper unit there. And if they can, you know, limit the mistakes and be in more games, you know, and avoid the type of blowout losses they had on the road in Madison and Ann Arbor, there's no reason to think why they can't be right in the mix for that Legends division. And that's going to be, in my opinion, the stronger division this year, with Nebraska, Michigan State, and Michigan really at the top of that division.
Yeah, Nebraska's schedule is brutal, to put it lightly, when you look at Wisconsin, Ohio State, Michigan State. How do you like the Huskers this year in their division? You know, a lot of publications have them in their third behind Michigan State. Some of them have them sneaking in their second, maybe ahead of one of those two. Is this a team that can challenge for that Legends Division top spot?
I think they can. I think the key for Nebraska is going to be winning a big game on the road. And that Ohio State game certainly comes to mind. You know, being able to go to Columbus and win is always a big confidence booster, especially for a team that's still new in the league, relatively speaking. But I think the biggest game for Nebraska is going to be at Michigan State. If you look at, you know, Michigan State, and Nebraska, I think everyone would agree that the top three teams in the division, at least entering the season, you know, each of those teams plays one game on the road against the other and one at home. So Nebraska gets Michigan at home. Huge, huge game to defend their home turf. But I really think if they're able to get a win on the road, I think that the team among those three that gets a win on the road is going to really be in the driver's seat to win that division, because, you know, obviously all three of them are tough at home. They're going to be tough to beat on their home fields. But if Michigan State, for instance, can go to Michigan Stadium and win again like they've been doing in recent years, that would be huge. If Michigan can go to Lincoln and win, that would be big for them. And then for Nebraska to go on the road to East Lansing against a very, very good defense, which I think is the best single unit in the conference for Michigan State, and win that game would really be a huge, huge boost for Bo Pelini's guys.
The Huskers play Wisconsin fifth game of the season in Lincoln. Is that a good time to play Wisconsin, knowing that Wisconsin might be a team that is going to be maybe at its best a few games later in the season with some of their losses and people they're trying to groom? Ohio State the following week for the Huskers on the road, two back-to-back toughies there. But is that a good point in the schedule, for Nebraska to play those two teams? Not that any time is ideal when you're talking that kind of schedule, but it seems like maybe that's a good spot in the schedule to play those two teams.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, Ohio State is a team that's going to take a little bit of time to figure things out, especially with Urban Meyer's new offense. They don't have a whole lot of proven weapons on that side of the ball, and they might be without one of them, Jordan Hall, for at least the start of the season at running back. So they're a team that's going to be more of a work in progress, although I do think they're going to be a much, much better defense than what you guys saw last year in Lincoln, a pretty uncharacteristically mediocre Ohio State defense. That's probably not going to be the case this year, especially up front with John Simon and Jonathan Hankins. As far as Wisconsin, you know, I think for the quarterback spot, it's definitely a good time to play them, because their quarterback will be making just his second road start in a very tough environment. I do think Wisconsin will benefit from having a road game earlier. They go to Oregon State, I believe, in week two. You know, Oregon State, certainly not Memorial Stadium, but that's a long trip to the West Coast, where Big Ten teams typically don't do well early in the season. You know, that's a place where USC has lost some tough games, so that's going to be a good test for most likely Danny O'Brien, the Maryland transfer coming into Wisconsin, and then he'll be making his second road start instead of his first at Lincoln. So, again, I think it's still a good time for Nebraska. Certainly better to get Wisconsin at home rather than up in Madison, And I certainly, I know the players are going to have a bit of revenge on their minds after what happened last year at Camp Randall.
He's Adam Rittenberg, ESPN.com, and obviously a wealth of knowledge. We got just a few more minutes. Todd, you know, this is a lot of fun. I mean, for Todd's a former sports writer, and I'm a has-been sports broadcaster. We're just sitting in today, and to talk to someone with this depth of knowledge and the excitement that's around Nebraska football and all things Big Ten now, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, Adam, curious to hear your thoughts on the new four-team playoff. Do you like it? Would you tweak parts of it? What's your take right now?
Yeah, Todd, I think I do like a lot of it. I think parts of it, especially, you know, the selection committee component, I'm in favor of. You know, I just think the polls and a lot, especially the computer rankings that aren't, you know, transparent, really do leave a lot of us scratching our heads. And at least to have a committee that can defend its decisions, that you can see the faces of the people that are making the decisions, and they go into the room with certain criteria. Like conference championships are important, road wins are important, head-to-head wins are important. You just don't want to have a situation like last year where, you know, let's say an Oregon team at number 5 in the final BCS standings gets left out in favor of Stanford, number 4, a team that Oregon beat head-to-head on the road convincingly. I mean, everyone would agree Oregon, the Pac-12 championship, the Pac-12 champion, I should say, is more deserving than a Stanford team. So I like having the selection committee element in there. You know, having it in the bowls, I think that's what the players want, it's what the coaches want, what the commissioners want, the presidents want. I would have liked to have seen more of a push for campus sites, especially given the Big Ten situation, pretty much having to play road games every year in the bowls. But I can see why they went that route. There's always the question of whether it's going to get bigger. I think it's inevitable. It will get bigger than 4 teams, but at least for now, it's a step towards what people want. And, I'm excited for 2014. I wish you could be here already.
Rex Burkhead, Nebraska's star running back, getting a little bit of conversation with him in the Heisman race. Don't know how realistic that is or isn't. In your opinion, is Burkhead a legitimate guy that could be one of those top 6-7 guys as a Heisman finalist? And if not, what would it take for a guy like Burkhead to enter his name in that mix?
You know, I think Burkhead certainly has the ability, but again, I don't think he's known nationally as much as he's certainly known in Nebraska and throughout the Big Ten. He's got a lot of respect among Big Ten coaches I speak with and also with Big Ten fans I interact with. But again, this is a national award, and you need to have buzz. You need to have momentum. People need to know who you are. And so the key for Rex, I think, you know, he's not the most outgoing, you know, personality. He's more of a hard-working, hard-hat type of guy, and I think that's why Nebraska fans love him. But you know, he needs to have a very big game early in the year, and the game I look at maybe is the one at UCLA. You know, that's out at the Rose Bowl. You know, certainly UCLA, not a great football team, but that's a game that has some national appeal. I believe it's on ABC. So you have a big performance there. People say, okay, who's this guy? Let's start to pay attention to him. Then you have another big game, maybe against Monty Ball, the Heisman Trophy finalist from last year, and you upstage him against Wisconsin. Those are the things you need to do. You know, a guy like Denard Robinson, for example, from Michigan, you know, love him or hate him, everyone knows who he is. So if he has a big game early in the year, he's going to be considered, you know, immediately a Heisman guy in that mix. So it's really important for Rex, I think, to have a big performance, you know, either against UCLA and preferably, you know, both UCLA and Wisconsin to really put himself on that radar.
Adam Rittenberg, ESPN.com. Adam, great stuff. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you, guys.
Excellent stuff. That's Adam Rittenberg. You can follow him in ESPN.com. Great stuff on the Big Ten Conference. And, of course, right here on the Doug and Daddy Show, really over the next couple of weeks, each day starting tomorrow, there will be a beat writer on that covers each of the Big Ten schools. So starting tomorrow, it will be Illinois, and then every day after, it's 12 days and 12 teams. And so what a great way to kick it off with Adam Rittenberg talking about just in a kind of an umbrella type 30,000 foot view of the entire conference, and now Nebraska being a big part of it.
Gets you excited for a little football, doesn't it?
It does, even though it's I still want summer to hang on for a little bit longer.
like to thank another one of our fine sponsors here today on the Doug and Daddy Show, Midway Dealerships of Kearney. Midway Auto Group of Nebraska and Kearney treats the needs of each individual customer with great concern. They know that you have high expectations, and as a new car and used car dealer, they enjoy the challenge of meeting and exceeding those expectations each and every time. Let them demonstrate their dedication to excellence. The finance staff at Midway will get you a low-interest auto loan by working with a network of lenders. They make our customers' dreams of owning a Chevy, Buick, Cadillac, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram a reality. Receive an auto loan that you can afford by filling out their secure online finance application at Midway Auto Group of Nebraska in Kearney.
Take one last break. We'll come back and have Chris Connor from Kearney Catholic High School Volleyball when we return on the Doug and Daddy Show.
At some auto shops, it can feel like you're dealing with a bunch of who are just out to get you. But not every auto shop sees its customers like Right now at Sears Auto Center, save $35 on our Road Trip Ready package that includes alignment, oil change, tire rotation, and air filter. Plus, save on all Goodyear tires. This is service you can trust. This is Sears Auto Center. For more offers, stop by or visit SearsAuto.com. Most vehicles package regularly $137.97. Goodyear offer good through July 28th. Shop fees and exclusions apply. See store for details.
Listen up, everybody. This is Flo with a Progressive Insurance Alert. Don't even try to change that channel. I'm on all of them. So, you already know Snapshot rewards our customers for their good driving. Well, now anyone can test drive Snapshot for free, even if you have insurance with another company. See how much you could save before you switch your insurance. Why wouldn't you try it?
Test drive Snapshot today. Visit progressive.com/snapshot. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
When it comes to wings, HK Sports Bar and Grill is Wing City. Hi, this is Mike from HK Sports Bar and Grill, and I want to personally invite you to come in and try our great New York-style wings. Plump wings, deep-fried any way you want. Brew battered, spicy, or traditional, or naked and dipped in one of our savory sauces. In fact, on Thursdays, you get a pound of wings and a pint of beer for just $9. HK Sports Bar and Grill, where you'll see every game of every sport every day.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Are you ready for some Pepto-Bismol?
Recently, Joey Chestnut set a personal best with eating 67 hot dogs. Heck, that's only 10 in dog wieners. The question is, how many Trotman's Quarter Pound dogs can you pound down? The 6th annual Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest is Friday the 13th at Kearney's Hilltop Mall. And the coveted Golden Bucket is on the line. To be considered for entry, drop an email to Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com or text ESPN Superstation to 90210.
Partly sunny skies develop across the area today. We'll still see a few showers and storms around early. Then again, a chance comes in late in the day today as well, with a high of 87 with a light northeasterly wind. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now it's 75.
Back here on ESPN Superstation, 1460, 1550, on the Doug and Daddy Show. Reminding everyone to vote on our poll question on ESPNSuperstation.com. Yesterday's poll question, did the fans get it right in voting for Yu Darvish on the AL All-Star Game? It's surprising, 74% said no, they wanted somebody else. 26% said yeah, Yu Darvish was the right guy. Today's poll question, which team will win the MLB All-Star Game? The American League or the National League? What do you guys think?
American League.
Traditionally,
only because I've been a longtime fan of the American League and the teams in the American League.
National.
All right, well, there's
a... You really mean that?
There's a split 50-50. Again, you can vote online, get 20 points on the ESPN Superstation Hy-Vee Rewards Fan Club. We're giving away great prizes on there, like Hy-Vee Daily Pizzas, Doug and Daddy T-shirts, and brand new this weekend, we put on some limited edition All-Star Game programs. In fact, we're going to give away two pair right now. We're on the Doug and Daddy Show, so call now, 888-455-3776, 888-455-ESPN.
And what's really cool is there's someone from this area that won a trip through this station to be at the festivities, not just the game tomorrow night, but everything from the Fan Fest to the Home Run Derby, which is tonight, and of course the big game tomorrow night right down the road in Kansas City at the K at Kauffman Stadium. So a lot of fun, and really cool that this station played a big part in it in sending someone from the area. So big thank you also to Adam Rittenberg, who took the time to join us this last half hour from ESPN.com. Before we get out of here, though, today, and hopefully we haven't set radio back too many years, Doug will be back with you tomorrow. We're really fortunate. We got Chris Connor representing Kearney Catholic High School Volleyball with us. Chris, thanks for taking the time to join us.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
You participated, or your athletes participated, in a huge invitational tournament, a USA Volleyball National Junior Championship event. A long trip. We weren't talking specifics other than we were talking about the travel. Wow, you went all the way out to Columbus, Ohio. Tell us about the travel first, then we'll get into the nitty-gritty of the tournament.
Okay. Well, I guess back in end of April, our kids qualify. They want a regional bid to the national tournament. And what makes it unique is a lot of the club teams that play are usually they have, you know, 6 to 10 different high schools that represent that club. And most of our kids wanted to stick together. And we had a couple parents that wanted to help coach it. And so they tried it and won fortunate enough to win the regional tournament. So a week ago last Sunday, we took off on a 15-hour bus ride to Ohio.
Where was the regional at before you?
In Omaha.
In Omaha. Mm-hmm. Okay.
What's set it up? These are the cream of the crop when it comes to high school and junior level volleyball players. Lots of divisions. You guys played in what division? How many teams in your bracket? Mm-hmm. Give us an idea of the pool play setup and then the tournament bracketing and then, of course, how you did we'll get to.
Sure. There are three different divisions. There's an open division, which is the top division, and then the national division, which is the division we played in, and then the American division. In our division, there were 48 teams, and each team basically was from a different state.
And how'd you do? We know you 48 teams, I believe, in your bracket and your pool, and mm-hmm. I know you're finishing the top half, it sounds like. Give us some details, I guess. You fared very well, is what we're getting at.
Yeah, we did. We knew, I mean, there are no easy games when you get down there. The level is just amazing. I think our girls walked in and got a little wide-eyed. It was fun. First day, we ended up going 1-2, won the first game, and then we looked a little sluggish. I don't know if the 15-hour bus ride was getting to us or not. But I was really proud because the second day we came back and played an undefeated team. They were from Oklahoma, and went three sets with them and beat them. Then we beat a team from Washington. And so we ended up 3-3. We ended up in the top half of our pool and advanced to the top 24 teams. So it really was almost like winning a state championship on the second day. The kids were just thrilled. That was probably as good a ball and as hard as we've ever been tested.
And I wasn't going to say it, but since you just did, the word state championship, you know, for those listening who may have forgotten, and folks down here probably haven't forgotten, you're two-time defending runner-up in Class C1, mm-hmm. Have a lot of girls back, the core of your team back this year, a lot of expectations, not just from fans, but obviously from you and your staff and the girls. Explain what a tournament like this does for you. Throw the record out the door, no matter how you did. Just seeing that level of competition, I'm assuming that's what it's all about, is to get ready for this high school season and mm-hmm. Take your girls to a different level.
Definitely, and we did that every match. Saw some great teams across the net. In the one game against Washington, we looked around the court, and there were five D1 coaches watching our game, and it was kind of hard to break it to the girls that after the game they were watching all of the recruits that were on the other side of the net. But, you know, it was still exciting. There was the Washington coach, the Kansas State coach, the Iowa State coach, UNL, Northeastern out from Boston. So, you know, a lot of good competition. And it just stokes the girls, you know, when they can play with them. And, we didn't fare as well the last 2 days, but we hung right with them. Just for example, the team who won it is Synergy, and they're actually – from Philadelphia, and we went two sets with them, got beat 26-28 by the national champion. So, you know, they're right there, played great at times, and then we kind of struggled.
you talk about the exposure to college coaches that maybe normally don't see these girls here in Nebraska play. Mm-hmm. You've got some girls on your team, obviously, with some potential to play small college, even maybe beyond that. Volleyball, did they get some exposure, maybe make some contacts with some coaches and schools that may end up, falling a few of your girls here this season?
Yeah, I think so. Definitely got exposed to a lot of new faces. Bailey Sokolowski got some huge interest from Fresno State and from Northeastern out of Boston, both D1 schools. And Megan Anderson got some good looks from Fort Hays State and a couple others. And Michaela Mussel from Iowa State, a couple other schools. You know, they don't come right out and say what, but they came up and talked to them. So definitely those kids are getting interest.
Can you read off all those players? I think it's important that people here who competed on behalf of Kearney Catholic's team that went all the way out there.
Our outside hitters were Michaela Mestel and Paige Herbert, and our middle blockers are Bailey Sokolowski and Megan Anderson. Our setter is Shayla Connor, and our right side is Jaden Trimble. And then we had three DSs, the liberos, and that's Morgan Studi, Jamie McCann, and Allie Prasoski.
So team bonding while traveling, that's always a benefit, is it? Your eyes light up when you're traveling 50 hours. Was it good team bonding?
We pushed bonding to the max. We left on Sunday at 5 o'clock. We have three drivers, though, three parents who are actual, they had CDL licenses, so that helped out. They drove the bus and we drove all night, got there Monday morning and kind of vegged out the rest of the day. And it was good, you know, but by the time Friday rolled around, we were ready to head home.
Yeah, we joke about it, but I'm sure a trip like that, you do, you know, you develop some relationships a little deeper than maybe just your normal summer league play and things. I know the girls are close already, but that's always a nice spinoff from those, it seems like. So what's the rest of the summer holding store for the team? I know you've got regular summer leagues and probably some other things planned, but it won't be long. And you have camp this week, I believe, and then we'll be starting it.
Yeah, we have a little kids camp this week. The next week we're doing a couple team camps. Then we have top 10 coming up. So there'll be some good teams coming in from around the state to compete at that.
Anything we missed? We're amateurs, so we don't want to leave anything on the table.
Well, I think we played the tallest player they'll probably ever play against. The last match, we looked over and we thought, okay, this is going to be an easier match. And we look over and Megan Anderson looks back. She says, Coach, she's 6'6". So there are some big girls out there. And, you know, I'm proud of the girls, though. They didn't let down. They kept battling.
Do you see a different style of play at the national level like that? I mean, volleyball is volleyball. We all know that. But do you see some different systems that maybe you don't see here, just a little bit different style that
Maybe, you know, it's just the tenacity, just the speed. There's never any let up. There's no such word as free ball, you know, there. It's, you got to attack every ball or you're just going to eat it. And, you know, we learned that serving aggressive really kept us in the game. And when we couldn't do that, we struggled. And so we learned a lot of good lessons out there.
Chris, thanks for taking the time. Congratulations, and at the same time, best of luck this coming volleyball campaign.
All right, thank you.
She's Chris Connor with Kearney Catholic High School Volleyball, one of our guests today on the Doug and Daddy Show. Also, again, a big thank you to Adam Rittenberg from ESPN.com. Todd, we made it. And as far as I know, we're still on the air, and there's still plenty of national program to come. Jeff, thanks for putting up with us, myself, on Friday and again today, and I'm sure it'll be a welcome sight to have Doug back tomorrow.
Oh, it's been good having you guys in here, getting rid of Duda for a while, but you always think that you're going to set back radio for 10, 15 years. But I do want to say that you, Spencer, Todd, you guys did great filling in. It's kind of came naturally. You probably felt like you were nervous, but
you like politics. You like politics.
No one could detect how nervous you guys were, and you did very excellent.
Thanks, Jeff. Thanks, Todd. It's been a lot of fun. Doug will be back with you again tomorrow. Everybody, enjoy your Monday. This has been the Doug and Daddy Show on 1460 AM ESPN Kearney.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.